fly ass boots on your open toes. When you get on the floor, throw them bows.
What up, cabrona?
What's poppin', chingona? What's happening?
Dude, we're on iTunes.
We're popping. We're on Stitcher and iTunes on Audio Boom.
Yes. I don't know what the other websites are, so I guess if there's other ones, we'll go on there. But I don't know any other ones.
We'll look for them. Yeah. We got to add our, like, just rate us 5 stars only.
Five stars only.
If you have a different opinion, keep it to yourself.
No, you can put it in the review. It's fine.
I guess. Yeah, we do need to improve.
Constructive criticism, though. Don't be a little bitch.
Come on. I mean, yeah, we can always
improve. Our names are bleeped out, though.
Our names are bleeped. Is cabrón and chingona a cuss word?
Apparently.
What do you mean? How did you?
Because I saw it on Apple.
Yeah.
Apple bleeped us out?
Yeah.
But not the name?
Kind of the name.
What do you mean?
I'll show you later.
Well,
this is bleep and bleep coming at you from bleep. All right, cool.
I love it. So what have you been up to? What have you been doing lately?
I moved out. So this apartment that we're currently in recording.
Drinking beer in.
This is my former roommate's apartment.
Shout out to him. We love
him. For letting us borrow all his equipment, essentially.
And
yeah.
Shout out to his dog, Penny, who's like...
who's freaking out because he just left. Yeah, calm just down, Penny.
It's okay, honey. It's She's all right, like, baby girl. He's going to be back with beer. No.
He is.
Anyways, I brought conchas today for everybody.
We haven't had them.
You hoes better eat these.
We've all been pretty shy about eating these.
I love conchas.
Hand them over.
Okay, guys. Conchas are here to save the day, to make your life better, to improve you.
Taking over the world, one concha at a time. What have you been up to? I moved into my mom's place, dude, just for like a temporary little 4 months, and wow.
And then you're going to make that life change. Move.
Life change. That sounds so serious.
I might go with you. Fuck it.
Like, get the fuck. Oh, yes. All right.
You're like, come with me.
Please do.
I don't know. I might. Like, we could have
You
on
have
rent.
Like a couple months. Yeah, we can have
half on rent.
It'll be way better to experience it as a group.
It would be. But it's like, I have a car payment I need to make.
Yeah. See, I just paid off my car.
See, that's where, like, I'm like, dude, I could probably get a job the next day if I go with my boo thing.
You could get a job, dude. I can see you getting a job.
You could see me getting a job? I can see you getting a job, but does it
But I'm not going to. I'm not going to fucking get a job. That's why
I would need to get one immediately. Like, this moment I land, I'm like, yo, somebody got to be, like, employed.
I'm going to go bow down to the... you know, TV gods, whoever, the studio gods.
I will pray to you, the TV gods.
I'm going
to
spend every day.
Who's the TV god? Steven Spielberg.
That's a movie god.
It's a movie god.
Shonda Rhimes.
I pray to thee.
Pray to thee, Shonda Rhimes. Eva DuVernay, ¿quién más?
Dude, I don't know, but I'm just gonna fucking wing it, essentially.
Gonna wing it. I love that, though. Which is like, cool. Maybe I'll and be it out there in a year. Maybe in like a year I'll be out there.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't know all about right. doing it in the next couple months. Maybe a couple longer months than you. But anyways. Yeah, what have I been up to? Honestly, I can't. Drinking alcohol? working my 9 to 5?
That 9 to 5.
Working my 9 to 5. I've really been boring. I've just been like staying in. Drinking alcohol. I'm not that interesting of a person.
Not this week. You're normally pretty interesting, I think.
We've been.
Oh, it's been an exciting week, even though neither of us have done much. It's an exciting week because
we're just popping finally because
we let our podcast air, and even though this is probably going to air like a month from now, like, or maybe even longer. Fuck, should we just release this episode second? I don't know, it's kind of current ish. No, okay,
probably not.
Anyways, this will probably air like 4 episodes in, but right now we're really excited about our first podcast being let through. Clappity clap clap clap. All right,
claps,
cool.
Claps,
we're excited.
Anyways, what have you been watching lately?
I haven't had time for regular TV. I watched, I watched a movie, but we're gonna talk about that later. We're gonna talk about it later. Fear the Walking. Oh, dude! Next week I'm going to ATX Fest.
ATX Fest. What is that?
ATX Television Fest, I should say. It's a 4-day event where we talk, where there's like panels and screenings and all kinds of shit around television, and. The last day is Sunday, and there's a Fear of the Walking Dead panel.
Okay.
Where Alicia Debnam Carey is going to be attending. so I'm gonna fucking die.
Who is she? Is she hot?
She's Lexa from The 100.
Oh, okay, I forget you're obsessed with that show.
I'm not obsessed with that show. I love the story. All
obsessed with her except me. I'm like, that's cool. She's
because cute. You don't really watch the show. You watch their scenes only.
Yes, you discovered my secret. I only watch their scenes. And they're okay. Like, I don't know. They're not...
okay, I don't know. But the point is that, yeah, she's going to be there. And in general, she's a great actress. She's on Fear the Walking Dead. And I'm dying to see her. So I'm pretty excited. A bunch of other shit's going to be there, too. Fucking A. Like, I don't know. What else am I excited about? I have a whole list. A lot of screenwriters that I love are going to be there. So I'm not going to name them because nobody knows who the fuck screenwrites anything. No, except for me.
Yeah, that's what you geek out about.
But... I'm excited.
Lit. That's awesome.
It's gonna be 4 days. So I'll be gone Thursday.
Okay.
It's fine. It's gonna be a down week anyways.
We won't miss you. Cries in a corner. Where's Martha? She just texts me every now and then to tell me if she's alive. Yeah, during the week, me and Martha like barely talk. It's just like business. It's just like...
Yeah, hey. It's just like, oh, hey, okay, so I'm gonna do this with our email and... Our
I'm like, hey, I'm still trying to send you this ginormous file.
Fucking huge file. And then, okay, I compressed the file. Now it fits into Audio Boom.
Now you're gonna get this email. Like, it's really boring. Like, we do all of our talking.
How's this Sundays. Description? Oh, it's good, but it just... This oh god, we're so boring.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, this is how we are. We save all of our like
Sunday is so fun Sundays. Though, or every other Sunday is very fun when we record.
They are fun.
We've been here for an hour drinking and talking about unnecessary dirty things. Shit. Yeah, we shouldn't have been talking about
that. Unnecessary things that y'all don't get to know about.
Oh god.
Maybe a little.
Well, I'm excited about. This episode that we're gonna do today, even though I think we're both talking about old E's, like nothing particularly current.
Well, I Love Dick is pretty new.
Really, when did it come out?
This summer, I'm gonna say like 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Oh shit! What the
fuck? Yeah, it's the same chick who made Transparent.
Did you binge it?
I did binge watch it. Okay. It's actually decent. It has Kevin Bacon in it, and a bunch of other famous people that I can't remember their names right now.
No, I haven't even heard about it, dude. This is why I'm so surprised.
It's on Amazon Prime only, but it is so worth it. Like, I watched it because I heard an NPR interview with Terry Gross, Fresh Air, and she interviewed the writer-producer who also did Transparent, and it was more the way... She made it sound, and once I watched it, it was more of an understanding of gender and female sexuality now.
Have you seen Transparent?
No.
I've seen most of it.
Yeah, how dare I not watch it?
But no, it's fine.
Nothing calls to me.
The second, like, I think, like, the most recent season I tried to watch, and I was just, like, overwhelmed by this family. I was just like, oh, you guys are too much right now.
It's
so
like
I stopped.
It's like a Bluth family, but, like,
is but, it like the, I mean, they're a lot more gay, yeah.
It's like a gay Bluth family.
It's like a gay Bluth family, and they're all older. Less funny? Older and richer.
Less funny. More like white. And rich.
More dramatic, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, the first season I loved it, don't get me wrong. I absolutely loved that first season of that show. But the second season, like, the first episode got on my nerves, so I never continued it. But I think it's important.
I like what it stands for, but I can't watch it. I don't know. Nothing about it calls my attention. Like, yeah. No offense to it, but I know what its importance in the, like, TV landscape. Like, I get that it's important, but...
It is, yeah.
Does it call to me? Not really. Like,
yeah. First season had me, but after that I was like, okay.
And it's odd as a lesbian that a show called I Love Dick would call me, but it didn't. Like, I legit watched an interview and they talked about, like, okay, it's not about... It's more about, you know, female sexuality, women in this kind of, like... new age of discovering themselves and like versus the way men treat them. So I thought that was very interesting because Kevin Bacon was like a representation of all men, of all like sexes. Like they don't even know they're being sexist. Like most men don't.
Dude, I had a whole conversation with a coworker this week. Mm-hmm. It was intense. I was just like that literal sentence that you just said. Like think about it. Think about what you just said. And then he just could not comprehend his own sexism. But it's fine.
Most people are pretty ignorant, willfully ignorant. But yeah, like, I like this show because there's genderqueer people. There's one character in there, can't remember his name or her name. They're like gender nonconforming. And they also have this amazing butch haircut that I kind of low-key want to get.
Oh, I can't see that.
You can't see me getting like...
You should if you haircut. Like, if it's going to make your heart feel
my
good.
Heart happy.
But...
No, I think I just want to do it one time to like... walk in my own skin and be like a walking
I game. Cut like, my hair and I've been like
but you didn't cut your hair like short
okay but I cut off half of my hair
let me see
It's like pretty
short. Oh shit, yeah. Okay. Oh wow.
It's pretty short.
And that's, yeah, I think I just want to like go slow at it because
this is slow for me because
it's gonna be emotional for me. Like, it's this thing about like being butch and like cutting your hair. Like, I've been listening to the Nancy podcast and
it's like an internalized homophobia thing, yeah, almost. It is. Like you don't want to be perceived in a certain way.
Be perceived as butch, but like you're.
But you are.
But I am, you know, like I am butch. I mean, I know my voice probably doesn't sound like it, but
a little bit. It's a little bit.
Is it a little light?
It's fine though.
But I don't feel like I had to perform as butch. You know, like I can be who I need to be, but I can also dress in a different way, if that makes sense. Like, I don't conform in my dressing, but the way I act is kind of androgynous. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like basically, I think this applies to both of us. Like, if you're a straight person that hasn't been around a lot of gay people, you don't know we're gay.
That's true. That's true.
If you're Cordarian, our BFF,
we love you. He
just looks at us like, okay, so you like women.
Can't see him, but yeah, he does. I mean, you don't. Society's assumption of the way gayness should present, he doesn't look.
Yeah, I think most people don't know I'm gay right off the bat, even though they should.
I mean, I know you're gay off the bat because that's
because you're I'm gay. Queer, yeah.
So I know. I'm like, I see you. I'm like, that bitch is gay.
Gaydar on fleek or whatever. The same.
My fellow queer, let me give each other the head nod and keep it moving, you know?
It's like, okay, I see you.
I see you, girl. All right. I see you out here.
Doing it.
And your chucks. And your... Okay, you guys, today, Maite looks super gay. Like, she had her hands dirty, like she was working on a car.
Ooh, I had a flat.
Wearing a white shirt, and she's like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I just...
I had dirty hands. Cute.
I think there's plenty of girls that are into that. I don't know any, but there's gotta be plenty of girls that are into that. That's like their whole so, vibe. Their whole thing. Like, come on guys, Mike is out here. She's single.
Barely. We're barely kicking it. It's like, you know how that saying goes, what is it called? Like, single and ready to mingle? Mm-hmm. I'm like single and ready to like take a nap.
That is
not
probably,
super
though.
Here for
that.
The...
is you.
I don't know. It's whatever.
It's okay. You're fine. You're gonna make it more.
So
life.
You love dick? Go ahead. What? What's the show about?
Okay, yeah, it's about a like she's like a failing art indie director.
Okay, so Dick is a person?
Dick is a person. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's lit. Like, she goes out to Marfa because her husband's doing like his dissertation, or he's doing like
Texas.
Kind of, yep, Marfa, Texas. That's the reason why I had to watch it. There were like queer Latinos. That's why
in
I
Texas.
Watched it. In Texas.
I just wrote a book with queer Latino, or with queer people in Texas. Ooh. It was really depressing.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Talk about that later. Yeah, it's so sad. We'll just not talk about it because this is really, it was like a sad book.
Okay.
Go on. So queer ladies in Marfa, Texas.
Queer ladies in Marfa, Texas, or just women in Marfa, Texas. And it's a lot of gender nonconforming people. There was a chick that was like growing out her armpit hair. And I was like, do you, girl, do you. Like, I ain't about that life, but if you are, then more power to your armpit hair, okay?
More power to your armpit.
I'm not gonna, like, there's a lot of girls that I've met that don't shave their legs, and I'm like, wow, I wish I was that brave, but I'm not gonna do it.
Do gay men shave their armpits? Or, like, some?
I don't, yes, they do.
We got one yes, and the other one, I think he just doesn't grow it.
He can't grow a lot of it, that's all. That's different.
Okay.
That's different, yeah.
Joe's like, here you go.
Do you feel the need to, like, shave and shave? I do, just because, like, I don't like it. But
not in, like, a I want to be girly way. No. More like in, like, it feels gross way.
And more like when I sweat, it's like, oh, God, like,
yeah,
what's happening
I feel it.
In my armpit right now?
Totally power to, I saw that new fad of, like, dyeing your armpit hair.
Yeah.
It's interesting, I guess.
I mean, I'm not against, like, this new feminism. Like, I'm totally... Whatever.
Do yeah, it's like
girl.
Pink arm
Bra,
hair.
Your armpit hair. Okay. That ain't my business. Okay.
Yeah, that's not my business.
I mind mine.
Get some strong deodorant. I don't care. It's whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. I will date someone who grows out their armpit hair.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I don't care.
Not like automatically, like you have armpit hair. Oh,
no,
I'm going to date
you. Because you have armpit hair, I am hollering at you. No, that is not a...
Oh, hell, it's turn like, on right there.
You know, everyone grows out their armpit hair in the winter. Soleil.
In the winter.
We all grizzly bears in the winter. Okay? Like, so...
Oh my God.
I don't really care. I never really cared about leg hair either. I never cared about leg hair either. Our audio guy is talking about how long his armpit hair is. Congrats.
He just measured it.
Congrats.
We've got 3/4 of an inch
He's
over here.
Cut it.
Genesis.
He needs to comb his armpit hair. That's is that like, something to be proud of? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just what happens. It's just your body, whatever. I don't know who combs.
I don't know. I've never grown it that long to find out.
I'm gonna grow it out that long to see what happens. No, I can't. I can't do it.
Because
I wear like short sleeve shirts and it's just like hello.
It's summer, dude. Hi. It's summer
it's
now.
It's hot. I don't need to add.
No.
Would you dye your armpit hair?
I wouldn't have enough armpit hair to dye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like super not hairy.
Dude, what are you talking about? Look at all this.
Oh, wow.
It's arm hair.
Wow.
In the summer, it's kind of nice because if I'm in the sun a lot, like my little arm hairs, they turn very blonde and you can't really see them.
But you're just like super light skinned too.
I'm a light skinned ass bitch. All right.
Okay. We still love you, my dad. It's okay.
Oh, damn, I didn't realize it was like...
You. No, I'm like, no.
I acknowledge my privilege, if that helps.
You acknowledge your light skin privilege?
Hell yeah. I realize what okay. I got. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. I ain't got none.
You're like...
I look Indian. No, but...
whatever. Yeah. Well, even if you did, like, you're fucking beautiful.
Appreciate it, pimpin'. I really do. Thank you. I love my audio dudes. Okay, anyways, we were talking about I Love Dick and how much I...
I can't say it, dude. Like, show. I had to see that you...
No, but for real, there's this gender non-conforming person, I'm gonna say person, in it, because I think that's the way they represented. They and them. They have this awesome haircut, and I'm like, ugh! I want my hair to do that thing that
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
It's Roberta Colindres, something like that.
Alright.
Yeah, I really like her hair. I like her style, but it's not like...
Wait, so the gender non-conforming...
Well, in real life, it's her. It's Roberta Colindres.
Right, but she's a Latina.
Yeah, that's why I was so into it, because I was like, yo.
Oh, she's cute. She has cheekbones for days.
So that's why she can probably pull off that hair. That's why I was like, I don't know if I can do that.
She looks like a very attractive gay man.
Yeah, she's really androgynous.
Troye Sivan as fuck.
Yeah, she's androgynous as fuck.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, so I want
She's from Monterrey, like an actual Mexican.
She's from Monterrey?
So I thought it was important, or I think it's super important to have like Mexicans playing Mexicans on TV, because we tend to have a lot of other nationalities pretending to be other nationalities, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and
so
are Mexican and you hear an accent, you can tell the difference.
Yes.
You're like, okay, that wasn't perfect Spanish, you're Puerto Rican. Oh, that wasn't perfect Spanish, you're Cuban. Or, oh, you're South American, you said chale, dale, che, da.
Or even North.
You know the difference.
Yeah, or even North versus South Mexico.
Oh, because Southern Mexico sounds a lot like Salvador, El Salvador,
Guatemala.
They talk kind of the same. They have the same slang almost.
It's just like, you know, it's regional. What are you going to do? But that's why I like Pavelito from Latinos Who Lunch. I was telling Tony earlier. It's because he has like the same accent that my family has, because he's from Chihuahua as well. And it's northern Mexico. It's different. You know what I mean? So I love it.
No, yeah. My family has more like a no accent.
No accent.
But your mom said that we had a lot of like y'all's vibe.
I don't know, I guess. You're like border town type of shit, right?
It's complicated.
For us, it's not complicated. It's like Chihuahua. It's Chihuahua and it's Chihuahua, and that's it.
No, because you know how everyone in Mexico asks you where you're from because their families always live there?
Yeah.
Well, like, my mom's side is complicated. It wasn't a place... Like, Zacatecas.
They
came from Zacatecas. And my dad's from, like, Durango. And
Both my parents were from Chihuahua, so it was so simple.
Okay, so both... Okay.
But, yeah, so I think that's very important. Like, people are... It's very important, you know, to stick within a race too, obviously. But, you know, when you go as deep as like, okay, they're from that country, it makes a difference, especially like in the like South America and, you know, even North America.
The costume is different, like from every place. The costume is
different. Yeah, it does. It's very changed. It matters.
What matters to them is different. But I really liked it because it just had like, I saw someone who was like me. Like, she was a writer. She was a playwright. She was making a play. Shit. Yeah, that's why I was like, dude, you should watch it. She's like,
might,
the only
queer
character is like a playwright. And she's like getting it on with this other like non-conforming white feminist girl.
Really?
Who grows out her armpit hair. And I'm like, wow, I love this. And there's it's funny because I think they're just seeing this their sex scene where she's like the feminist is calling the gender nonconforming character. She's like, "What's up, daddy?" And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Yo, did they just bring this down to like
Zaddy?"
Hey, Zaddy. Like, it was very like, I was like, "Yo, are they bringing throwing hood Twitter in this?" I was like, "I love this.
That's fantastic."
So I was like, "Okay, I love this."
And, did she make a face? I feel like she would have made a face. Like, what the fuck?
I just don't want to know what she was doing in that scene, but she was like, "Hey, daddy," and I was like, "What?"
It makes me laugh every time.
No, you gotta watch that, and it'll make your whole life better because it's.
So, what's the general premise?
General premise is like someone who's doing an art project about someone who she knows in her own town, and they're kind of like they're letters. She's writing him letters and posting them all over town, saying, and they all start with "Dear Dick," but it's really like "Dear Men."
Right.
And the best episode in that entire show is the one where it doesn't center around a white, straight, female.
Cisgender, okay.
Cisgender, whatever. White girl. It doesn't, like, it moves on to gender nonconforming people. There are, it's a pretty diverse cast. For
so
it
it's like Orange is the New Black. Like, whatever, it doesn't center on Piper, everybody's happy.
No, yeah, that episode. Yeah, it's kind of, it's just one episode where it's about, Roberta Colindres or Colindres?
Colindres, I believe.
Colindres' character and the way she came into her queerness, the way she represents her own masculine.
I'm excited because, I mean.
Yeah, you didn't think it sounded that good until I was
no, because like, you said I love dick and I was just like.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, oh, no. You know what?
But shout out to Terry Gross and NPR because that's why I watched it, because they did an interview and I was extremely interested because the executive producer is also kind of playing with gender and she's gender queer. So she doesn't see herself as a she. She's more like a them and they. Mm-hmm. I respect that. And so I found that interesting. And then, boom. Go watch I Love Dick. Maybe not with your mom. Maybe let your mom and your dad watch it in their alone time. Because there's still a lot of straight sex that I'm not interested in. I had to, like, fast forward.
I was going
to
ask you if you fast forwarded.
I was like, dear Lord. Like, this is the thing about me. I don't watch straight people get down.
Yeah.
Dude. They-
Even on, like, The Handmaid's Tale, I'm just kind of like, I know that this is, like, you guys just breeding or whatever. But... fast forward. No, I'm serious. They're like basically breeding in that fucking show. It's weird. So it's so awkward. The Handmaid's Tale. So spoiler alert for this show, they basically try to get people pregnant and that's their whole purpose in life.
I can't. It's so awkward. Straight people sex.
Because you're just sitting there like fucking moving like that. Yeah, but yeah. So I Love Dick. I guess I'm definitely going to check it out just because queer it's... Latina, that's rare enough.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Gender not conforming Latina, so or
Latinx. Latino.
Latinx. Yeah. So it's worth it. You should watch it. Yeah.
Cool.
Improve your life. Like, go watch that shit. So I give it, like, 3 pan dulces.
3 pan dulces out of 5.
3 pan dulces out... Maybe, you know, 4. No, I don't know. No. I'm going to be a hard critic on this
Pending.
One. 3.5 pan dulces because there's still a lot of
3.25.
Art feminist bullshit in it, which a lot of people can't relate to, but...
Yeah, no, especially when you, like, grow up and, like, your whole life is, like, getting by.
Yeah,
as opposed
like,
to
like,
listen to that. Why is Penny, why she said that? Cordarian left. She did the exact same thing whenever you left.
Really?
Yeah.
She cried and looked out the window. He's still here. Dad is still here. Anyways,
Dad. Zaddy.
Zaddy. Hey, if you've ever been called Zaddy, it does change your life. So I'm not even gonna act like...
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna, like, at first I was really against being called that, but now I'm like, you know what, as long as you put a Z in front of it.
For me, it's like, as long as you're not being serious.
Yeah, as long as you're saying it in an interesting way, in the same way she was saying it in that scene, and you say Zaddy instead of Daddy, we are cool.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm all right with Zaddy.
Oh my god, my roommate just said, what about Papi?
No, because I actually call my dad Papi. I'm like, Mommy, that's why I
don't... see, it's so easy for me because I'm just like, Ma and Pa.
Oh, that's how you call them?
Ma
see,
and
that's
Pa.
Cute. I can't
or with my mom lately, because we've gotten a little bit more formal, I call her Mother.
Mother?
Yeah. I'm just like, Mother! Or if I'm really mad, I'll say Madre.
In public, I do that. I go, Mother, dear! And I make sure it's super annoying. But like... Mommy slips out because that's what I call her
I'll call her by her name, like, if she's not paying attention to me.
Really?
Yeah,
girl.
Like, Lucelena.
I get slapped if I call my mama Albertina. Okay, oh, I ain't trying to get slapped. Yo,
no, straight up, my mom
hit.
My mom, she ignores me a lot, so I have to sometimes be like,
okay,
Lucelena, get over here.
I do need a hug
because she doesn't pay attention to me.
Yeah, do you want
that's fine.
You sure you don't want
I'm okay
hug? Okay.
You just want to hug me.
I do just want to hug you. Can I just hug you?
If you want. I mean, oh, she's coming over here. Oh, guys, God.
I'm going to hug Maitha. This is me hugging Maitha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, she needs a hug.
It's not a big deal. All right, come on.
Oh my God, so I'm so excited for you to talk about your movie.
Oh, so yes. You watched this like last night or something, right?
I was drunk watching this on like 3 nights ago because I was like, I need to be drunk to watch this stupid. Okay, Maitha, you
all right. Lead it off. My go-to, my absolute number one go-to feel-good movie.
Coming to America.
It's not coming to America.
It's not coming up to America, but it is.
Tops to being hilarious.
Yeah. It's Imagine Me and You. It's a British film that was made in like.
Or, Cersei's in it, by the way.
Yeah, Cersei. Lena Headey is in it. So if that's all that you need for convincing, go watch it and come back and listen to me rant. All right. So Lena Headey is one of the main characters, and it's called Imagine Me and You. And it was out in 2005, dude. It's so old, and I didn't realize that. But it translated really well. 12. Okay. It's been 12 years, yeah.
12 years.
Oh my God, just burped. It's my favorite movie. It's my favorite movie ever. It's just, okay, so it's about, it's literally about a love at first sight. Lena Headey goes, and she's a florist in this film.
Such a lesbian job.
Yeah, she's a florist. I don't know why that's lesbian-y. Plucking the flower? I don't know.
Women love flowers? I don't know.
I'm not a big flower person. Allergies, you know.
Romantic.
I don't like them, dude.
Remind me to give you flowers.
But she's a florist and she does flowers for this wedding. So she goes to this wedding and she's like setting up the arrangements and she hasn't seen the bride yet. So it's in a church and she passes by, you know, on the sides where it's kind of like a little hall on the sides.
They fall in love at first sight.
That's the whole point of the movie. So she like, oh God. She looks to the side at one point, like, or looks over while the bride is walking down the aisle, literally, to go get married. And they meet eyes.
To her husband.
To her future husband.
He's not ugly.
He's not ugly. He's a great guy. He's a great, great guy.
You love him.
We love him. Hector, you're great.
I identify with you, bro. It's okay.
So, clearly, Cynthia has some issues with this movie. But anyways, yeah, so she's walking down the aisle and she's like walking parallel to her, which foreshadowing. Anyways, so they look over at each other and they meet eyes for a second. It's like the world stops. You know what I mean? And aww, for some
life
of us,
life is a romantic.
For some of us, that it's happened and it's great and also horrifying at the same time. It's
Have you ever, has it happened to you?
I go back and forth on this.
The first time you saw Lena Headey.
The first time I saw this movie, I fell in love.
First time you saw them, you're like, girl, what's up?
Oh my God, I love you.
Call me.
I have in the past, I guess, thought so. Now, you know, I guess to that point where you got to kind of forget. So, I don't know. I go back and forth. But anyways, they lock eyes and for the first time and they've never even met. So they meet up later on in that movie and during her reception, because I guess she did her flowers for the reception too. I don't know. But she helps her out. You know, she like loses her ring in the punch. Fucking typical wedding shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Is that typical wedding shit?
No, it's not at all. Neither is falling in love with a woman. But yeah, so the whole movie is about kind of how this girl who's married to a man that she loves, who she's always loved and never had big issues with, like, she's in love with him, like, or she loves him or whatever, and they have a good relationship. But she meets this woman who changes her life. It's like, what I love about this movie is that not for one second do they make it seem like she can help herself. You know what I mean? It's not like she could.
Gross. I'm going to go die in the corner. Yeah, she Jesus can't help Christ. Herself, whatever.
She can't help herself. And they don't downplay the fact that, you know, this is hard on Hector, who's the husband. Like, it's hard on him. He cries, you know what I mean? He, like, goes through some shit.
I feel like there should be a whole movie about how he got over that shit. Because he married a girl who done cheated on him, done...
Okay, but she
fell
it.
In love with someone else while he was in love with her.
It.
Okay,
she fought it so hard.
Yeah, she could have just divorced him and then been like, okay, let me go do this.
Okay, but... Okay, so when I find... spoiler alert.
I'm so unforgiving.
Watch this movie before you listen to this right here. But if you're not going to watch it, then whatever. But... the scene where they finally, like, whatever, like, kiss. And that's it. That's all they do is they just kiss.
Gross.
They finally do that. Like, she goes to her shop, her little florist shop, and she's, ew, like, oh my god. She goes to this florist shop and she's like, you know, we can't do this. This has to stop. You know, this is over.
Lesbians love to say shit like that too.
They mean it. They just can't help themselves.
Yes, they can. They can walk out of that floral shop. And
she
be like,
did walk out of that floral shop. She
went right back in.
She went right back in. Yeah, she couldn't help herself. That's what I like about it, because it's just kind of like you. It's inevitable, and there's like a lot of really good metaphors, like the chick is just, or like there's this little girl in the show that kind of ends up being like not the voice for it, but she has some really meaningful lines.
The little girl. She's the best.
She's hilarious.
She's the best.
And it's funny because they show her having her little love at first sight moment, which is cute. But she says, like, what happens when an unstoppable force meets the, what is this, what the fuck is the fucking quote?
Shake. Romantic comedy.
Okay, Sames. So what? I don't know, but the point is...
You're secretly a romantic, Maite. Look
it's
at this.
It's a secret. Shh. Okay, I need to her. Figure out...
She's a hopeless romantic.
What's the fucking quote? Imagine...
When an immovable object meets an unstoppable force.
When an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
And then she's like, nothing happens because both of them can exist.
No, she's like, it's her question, you know what I mean? Like, both can't exist, and it's true, because they made it out at first to be like, Hector is the immovable object, and Lena Headey's character is the unstoppable force.
Oh, wow, I didn't get that from that.
Yeah,
okay,
so
cool.
So Hector doesn't, you know, he exists, obviously, but he's not the immovable object after all. He's just this guy who is in a very unfortunate situation.
We love him. We love you, Hector.
He's great.
Okay,
he's, I'm so
on.
Sorry. And he handled it better than I would have. I would have fucking been sad. So I can only
eat a lot of pan dulces and cry.
A lot of pan dulces, lots of drinks.
Lots of alcohol and mistakes on the way.
Yeah, so it ends up being, at least for somebody who has been in similar situations where it's like somebody that you can't have for whatever reason or another, and that tends to be very frequent for lesbians, or at least for me, you know what I mean? Like, where, especially when you're young, it's like, because it's, at least when I was growing up, being gay was so taboo, and I guess it still kind of is, but it was just kind of like, oh, you can't have this person, you can't have this life, you can't have a happy ending. But imagine me and you was just like, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can, bitch. What's up?
You can have a happy ending after you have a super messy life and you totally break someone's heart on the way. But I guess whatever is good for you, okay? She could have handled that a million different ways. But it's okay. I'm not salty. I'm not bitter.
But she, I don't know. I think she couldn't have, though. You know what I mean? I feel like she couldn't have.
Yes, she could.
Agree to disagree on that, I guess.
No, I'm speaking of a place of deep bitterness, but that's okay. Not everyone does.
We're gonna, if this podcast lasts 5 more years, we're gonna have this conversation again and then see how you feel then, because
no, I already know how I feel about it. Like, it's okay. It's all right. Shit happens.
You're super petty about it right now, but but I feel like in 5 years you won't be, so we'll see.
Maybe I'll be okay.
Maybe
give myself another.
I also
five
watched
years?
It before I got torn apart limb by limb.
Okay.
So maybe that was a part of
this
it.
This is
like,
before your heart was broken.
It was, okay, so I was in a similar situation when I was very young, except I didn't get the girl. Like, the guy got the girl.
Welcome.
I was Hector.
You need another hug, bro? I do.
Joe's got you. I'm not gonna go over there. I'm not as nice as you are. But yeah, so like, I was... You know, I watched it before I got torn apart and shit like that. So it still has a very great place in my heart where it's a happy ending. And, you know, as we've discussed before, lesbians don't get happy ending on TV or in film.
In life,
sometimes. Okay. Pending. But that's why I love the movie. And it's a feel-good movie. It's if it's a rainy day and you want to watch, like, a movie and you're a lesbian and... You're gonna like it.
And you don't mind ruining other people's lives, then go ahead and watch it.
Oh my god. I'm really curious because I've made my former roommate watch it, and I'm curious what he thinks. So
I didn't dislike it. I mean, it was
like, he didn't dislike
very,
it.
It had a very romantic comedy feel to it, but it was
thank
bad.
You. You appreciate
it. It is it is a romantic comedy. Like, that's the absolute thing that it is. But
good,
there's like 100 straight romantic comedies. Like, this is my one.
I like
gay
the
romantic
other
comedies.
One, I Can't Think Straight, which I will do one on.
I Can't Think Straight is very cute.
That's one of my favorite ones, because at least she didn't do all this, you know, I'm gonna be married to someone and then cheat on him thing.
Because she didn't know.
Okay, but she didn't cheat on him. She was like, nope, I'm gonna marry him, we ain't talking. And you know what? She did it the right way. They didn't talk, and then she divorced him, and then she came back to her and was like, yo, I'm not with anyone. How amazing is this? We're both single. I'm not cheating on anyone. Isn't this fantastic?
Technically, imagine me and you did that, but they had one slip up.
The whole thing was them slipping up.
No, but they didn't actually do anything except for once.
I
don't forgive
any of those characters. I look at them and I'm like, oh yeah, that's cute. Huh? You get a happy ending. I'm bitter. I'm going to go drink my wine and cry in a corner.
Hector got a decent ending. He was on a 16-hour flight. I want to see
Hector getting over that, because that's
He was with like a super hot chick on that plane.
After her?
Yeah, like afterwards. Oh, he's on that plane and there's like a super hot chick. He gets like a preview to a happy ending.
I guess so, because he's a better person than me.
He was better off.
He's a better person than us.
Than me too.
Yeah, because he's better off. Really good.
You gotta think about it. He's better off, because they kind of insinuated like, okay, yeah, they're very comfortable. They were very happy and they loved each other. Like, but it wasn't that love. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like the love that you can't be like, oh, this sucks, because it doesn't. It's good, but it's not the love that she.
It's just safe.
That she had with Lena Headey. Yeah, it's just safe. So in the end, at the end of it, like 20 years in, they probably would have both been miserable. So they kind of saved each other 20 years.
They did save each other 20 years, but they could have also saved each other marriage. Anyways,
Eurovanka number 9. That's the greatest thing.
I'm bitter.
That's a lesbian calling. I'm so sorry that you hate this. You watched it at the wrong time. Is the only problem.
I watched it before my
your shit.
Heart got.
Did you feel this way before?
No, I fucking love this movie.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, this movie's so cute.
It's so cute.
They end up together. How adorable. And then when you're on the receiving end and you're heck, your whole life just like, oh, nah, you know what? Mm-mm. This is terrible. I'm going to spend... No, I'm way better. I'm way better.
Well, we talked about this, I think, on the first episode about, like, the predatory lesbian that goes in and steals the guy's girlfriend. Exactly. But in this movie,
Predatory lesbians exist in real life, and they are real, and I don't like any of them. They're all evil.
But they swerve that kind of in this movie, because Lena Headey's character doesn't go after her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever. Fate bullshit. Okay.
She doesn't go for her. Like, she leaves. She leaves, and she's just like, I'm going to leave you alone. You know what I mean? I don't know. Lesbians
always want what they can't have, and it's like, honey, there's someone right in front of you who is decent and good. All right.
You're like your worst enemy.
I probably am. I'm going to just be bitter over here. Continue. I actually like that you really like a movie and that you're showing that you have a heart. Because, you know, if you know Maitha, you're like, wait, what? Do you have feelings? Where?
It's the one movie that...
Bitch, where are those feelings?
Yeah, I'm so normally I'm like,
look at you.
Fuck you.
This is good.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
This is good.
But with this movie, I'm just like, love you. It's a whole new me.
I need to, like, talk about my bitter movie next week.
Ooh, you have a
Circumstance is my bitter movie.
Oh, I'll talk about Circumstance with you.
We can both talk about.
I love Circumstance.
I love it, but it's also super like.
Apparently, we gotta watch Coming to America.
I love Coming to America.
Our audio engineer loves Coming to America, but we do too. But that's. Maybe
it's not for this podcast.
It's not for this, but we love it.
Okay, so maybe like a month from this podcast, we'll talk about Circumstance because we have a very special RuPaul episode.
Yes, it's important.
It's gonna be good, I think. It's gonna be our first ever special guest.
With our favorite queer dudes.
Rihanna. Favorite looks black boy magic and Latino boy magic.
Yes. I hear for the POCs.
Oh, here, yes, okay. So yeah, I mean, imagine me and you. I don't care what Cynthia says. It's a feel-good movie.
No, don't listen to me. I'm coming from a bad place. But I agree with her.
It's a feel-good movie. And, I mean, of course, if you just got cheated on, don't fucking watch that.
Don't watch it if you just got cheated on. It's not good for you. But if you're a gaby, if you're new to this shit, watch that movie and it gives you hope.
Or, like, if you did just get cheated on, go watch I Love Dick, apparently.
Yes.
It's empowering.
Yeah, there you go.
If you just got cheated on, go watch I Love Dick. It's empowering to all women. It makes you feel good. It makes you realize, I need to go create for women. And that's why we're here. That's why me and Maitha are here.
Shout out to Patty Jenkins, who made Wonder Woman.
Shout out to Patty. Girl.
She's fantastic.
Girl.
Gal Gadot. I've been wishing her a good morning, like, for every single day.
Maitha adds her every morning, every night.
I'm like, good morning to Gal Gadot only.
Only.
Good night only to Gal Gadot.
She is beautiful. She doesn't have that body. Like, I really...
She has everything that I would require.
Right. Let's get it. Okay, no.
No, no, no. We gotta wait. We're gonna banter about this.
We love y'all.
Okay, so yeah.
If we're problematic, we know it. We're sorry. We apologize.
Tell us. Please do.
Please tell us. We're always open to improve.
Yes.
5 stars only.
Rate a subscribe. We're on iTunes.
Five star click.
Our Twitter. is CYC Podcast.
At CYC Podcast. At us.
At us. And then, of course, mine is MYTE Panda.
And mine's at Fried Papita. I'm your favorite. I'm shaped like a potato, so therefore that's my name.
You can find us on the CYC Podcast. Find us. Just go over there. And then if you have any, like, requests, concerns, you're pissed off at us and you want to send us hate mail, cuicpodcastmail@gmail.com.
Yes, mail@gmail.com. And also, I like to plug our sister podcast. It's Not All Millies, and it's at NAM.
NAM podcast?
NAM Millies?
Not All Millies.
It's at Not All Millies. Okay, give our sister podcast a listen. And if you're into wrestling, give our other sister podcast a listen. And it's called The Phenomenal Cast. It's run by one of my favorite people in the world. Today is her birthday, and I love you. I love you, honey. And go give her a follow if you're into wrestling, or if you're into not a millennial
topics.
Follow my other podcast that I'm also on with our audio engineer is also on, which we love. And give us a listen. We'll post it in the link. We love y'all.
If you like, you know, TV and stuff, hit me up at Popner TV. Just going to plug that real quick.
Read Admitha Panda's reviews.
Yeah, by the time this is out, I should have, like, Winona Earp and Orphan Black reviews up.
Lit. So exciting.
So that'll be good. Oh, I'm doing a Wonder Woman review. Ooh. Now that we mention it.
You out here.
I'm doing all of it. Okay.
Doing it all. We love y'all. All
right. Well, thank you for listening.
All right. Bye, chingona.
Bye, cabrona.
Laters.
Bye.